was small, the world was such a strange place. And that was all until I saw his strange face quacking in slow-mo. Ducky Momo is my friend, and since we met, he's been a friend to count on. If I could bet, I'd put the full amount on, never needing to know more. Then Ducky Momo is my friend. All the lessons that he's taught me brought me luck. Now when life throws eggs, I know how to duck. Oh, but now the world just points and laughs at me here. The hidden girl who missed so much to be here, showing my face.
Yak, 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 yakin' off. Yak, 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 yakin' off.
Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the right show. It's the special Tampa Bay Comic-Con Ducky Momo edition of Yakin' Off with Jack and Tom. I'm Tom, and with me, of course, is Jack. What's up, Jack?
What's going on, guys?
Just a little Ducky Momo, and
Ducky Momo is my friend.
Is he your friend?
He's really my friend.
He is?
Yeah.
You know him well?
I know Ducky Momo personally.
Oh, well, that's good. Because we all need a little Ducky Momo in our lives.
True.
We went to Comic-Con.
We did. We did?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. And it was interesting. It was fun. It was a good time. Apparently, Saturday's Tampa Bay Comic-Con was hell. Like, there were so many people lined up. It was two-hour waits to get tickets and... Gladly, we did not have those issues today. We basically showed up, walked right in. There was no problems at all. Once we got into the event, we got there early enough. The floor was actually still pretty, you know, empty. So we got to see a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I think they got their shit together today.
Yeah, they learned fast.
Yeah, because it was way well organized. It was more organized to me than Star Wars Celebration was. And I worked Celebration.
I don't know. I have good memories of Celebration. I thought Celebration went well.
It went well. It just... problems. The organization wasn't great. Like, the volunteers, most of them I saw were outside smoking with me.
Well, that's every...
like, they did nothing.
That's every volunteer.
They got a t-shirt. No.
Actually, that's most employees.
Fanboy Fest had two of the greatest volunteers ever. Yeah. And the other guys were good, too.
True. What was your... other than Ducky Momo being our friend, which we'll have pictures up online, but essentially a friend of ours made his own Ducky Momo costume and decided to wear it to Comic-Con and basically couldn't make it more than a couple steps without getting...
the day was over when Ducky Momo showed up.
I mean, he was the biggest celebrity. The Walking Dead panel, Lauren Cohen... instead of going out with me, like was the original plan, is calling out Ducky Momo in the back, calling him a king chicken or something.
No, she said it was her dad.
Yeah, she said it was her dad in the
her
suit.
Her dad showed up in the suit.
So,
and Ducky Momo was just standing there fucking oblivious.
Yeah. Spinning around in circles like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, and then the MC, before Miss Cohen came out on stage... was playing some shit, and Ducky Momo was back there just bouncing back and forth, rocking. And then they turned the music down, the MC came out and was like, wait a minute, the fish thing back there was jamming. You know how to turn it off? So they turned it back on.
It was awesome.
Fucking Ducky Momo.
Apparently everyone thinks Ducky Momo is a fish chicken. Which he might
best
be.
Best line of the day, though, is when we were leaving.
Yeah, absolutely.
A police officer was escorting us across the road. Ducky Momo goes walking by, and the cop's like, wait, and he pulls his iPhone out to take a photo, and he said, sweet, now I have a picture of a chicken crossing the road.
It was good. It was really good.
Best line of the day by a Tampa Bay police officer.
It was awesome. I think.
Thank you for your service, sir.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, man. Yeah, good time. I got to whip out the Jedi costume again. Giggity.
Yeah, I didn't dress up this time.
No.
But I did. I should have, because I did. Actually, today I did speed dating.
Oh.
Which, so if you're a dude and you go to a convention and you want to do speed dating, it is $5 to do it. And then when I'm pretty sure what they do with the $5 they get from the guys is they hire at least 3 or 4 really, really hot girls.
It's a trap.
Exactly. There was 20 girls, or give or take, in this thing. And honestly, I would have taken any one of them out on a date. I mean, they were all really pretty cute, but they were all pretty cool too. Like, there wasn't any super shy nerds or anything like that. A couple of them were a little, you know, some of them were more outgoing than others. But barring the fact that at least one of them was underage, overall,
ooh, hey,
she did say she turned 18 next month, but I still didn't write her number down. But I was told,
why?
Because I'm trying to kick the habit of liking girls under the age of 20.
Okay.
So. But as I've said before, I don't know if I said that on this podcast or not. But when we're guys, when we get older, we don't stop liking 18-year-old girls, 16-year-old girls. It just doesn't happen. So
it's unfair.
It's very unfair. So basically, as we get older, all we do is our threshold for who will date older and older and older just goes up. So basically, it'll be from 18 to 20, and 18 to 30, 18 to 50, and then eventually it's 18 to breathing. So it doesn't matter.
You have to have a very set standard, which I do. Even though I'm married.
You're married.
My wife fits into this standard. Yeah. Single guys, listen to this. Take note. You can write it down. Tell them Jack told you.
Okay.
Half your age plus 7.
Half my age plus 7.
That's
22.
There you go. That's your limit. 22. That's perfect.
That's as low as I should go.
That's as low as you should go.
What if a girl is like 21 and a half?
No.
I'm about to be 31, so then I'm going to be at 22 and a half.
No, you'll go to 23.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Plus. No. Half your age is...
Half your age plus 7.
Which is 31 divided by 2. There's a half. There's a remainder. It's 15.5, Jack.
Okay, fine. 22 and a half.
Exactly.
When you turn 31, 22 and a half is your limit.
I'm good with that. 22 and a half. It's fine. I'm down.
I won't tell you what mine is. It's like 7.
7 years old? That's a creepy age.
Yeah.
That's a creepy limit, but whatever.
If you ask my mom, it would be really low. My mom tells people that I'm younger than I am.
Yeah?
So that she looks younger than she is. That's smart. So I keep telling her, I'm like, one of these days people are going to meet me and be like, that's an old-ass man, you liar.
Right?
And then they're going to be like, he looks really good for a 36-year-old. But really fucking bad for a 24-year-old. Right. So either way, I lose this whole lie that my mom's keeping up.
You've been living life.
Exactly. Like, so anyway, half your age plus 7.
Okay.
17 doesn't fall into there for you. How many 22-year-olds were there?
Honestly, the girl that was 17 was the only one that asked about age. So either the other girls didn't care, or it just did. I mean, I'm not going to ask.
No, because the 17-year-old doesn't want some creepy old bastard.
She thought I looked 23,
They'll
though.
Be like, oh, I'm sleeping with my dad.
I asked her. I said, how old do you think I am? And she said 23. And I was like, God bless you, child. And then, you know, told her, I said, look, I can't write your number down because you're 17. I don't care if you're 18 next month. But honestly, I've been waiting. Like, I've been looking at my phone every half hour on the hour trying to see if I'm getting this... speed dating email to see if I matched with anybody. And I'm pretty sure the girl screwed up writing my email address down, because I had to have matched with at least one of these girls. I had to. There's no, if you were at Tampa Bay Comic Con today, Sunday, August 20-something.
25th.
And you did speed dating and you were a female, get in touch with me.
If you want to be introduced to Ducky Momo, get in touch with me.
Yeah.
Ducky Momo could have had his pick of the litter. He was the Adrian Paul of Tampa Bay Comic Con.
We tried to get Ducky Momo to speed date, and he just wouldn't do it.
No.
Biggest letdown of the day, I think.
It was. He wouldn't even have to say anything. He could have just sat there at the table, staring blankly with those big, stupid ping-pong eyes, and would have just had girls dropping panties.
Yeah, girls would have been like, hey, what's up? And he would have been like, quack, quack. Quack, quack. Quack, quack.
I'll be your friend.
So is that the bigger letdown, or was the Walking Dead panel we sat through the bigger letdown? And not the stars or the host, But no, the host. Questioners...
No, the host. Okay, well, the host. The host was not good.
Yeah, he was asking lame questions. I wouldn't say he sucked
because we've been to a con where the host.
Have we?
Wasn't
I don't
great.
Remember that.
Okay, we had this conversation.
Let's just forget this.
Okay, we're gonna
ever
forget
happened.
This. Yeah. So Fanboy every con awesome. We've been to has been great. No, yes. Fanboy was absolutely awesome, and I can't wait for those
Especially
guys to come back to Tampa and give Comic-Con some competition.
Yeah,
because there were so many people at Comic-Con that would have had a great time at Fanboy, mm-hmm. and Fanboy was small, which I loved.
But that's the good thing about Fanboy,
which I right, which I loved, but.
Because they didn't. Once the Comic-Con name gets tagged on to anything, it automatically becomes way bigger than it.
Yeah,
needs
like
to
people
be.
Who aren't even into the geek scene are gonna show up and right. see what's going on. But, so anyway,
The questions the host was asking were not the greatest. What did he ask? I'm gonna call her Maggie. What Lauren Cohen? What was?
Yeah, Lauren Cohen. In case you don't know, or in case you don't watch the show, does portray the character of Maggie in The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
She
portrays
one
my
of
wife
the...
in her life.
She is. She well, where the fuck
yet.
Is she? Why aren't we talking
she
to her?
Doesn't know it yet.
Is she? Oh, she doesn't know it yet. Okay. Yeah. So now I lost my train of thought.
Sorry. At last, we will reveal ourselves to the Jedi.
Got it. So
okay.
He asked her something lame about the weather, like. How's
yeah.
the weather in Tampa?
Is the weather in Georgia like, the same as Tampa?
It's hot. Well, how's the weather in Georgia? The same.
The same.
It's just hot and gross and sticky.
Yeah, and then they got sticky. Mm. And then they got into her, you know, being born here and growing up in my hometown, which she did, and then moving across
she
the pond.
She did have some witty answers.
She was good.
Yeah, she was dealing with what she was dealt.
My girl for a reason.
Like she said she was born in Jersey, and this isn't really haha funny, but I thought it was cute. She said she was born in Jersey. Her family moved to England, so she said she was from New England.
Yeah, she's
not like
no, she said
Boston,
she was New English.
New English, that's it.
That's fine.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about.
That's fine. I'm here
so
to save
you. So the host turned her over to the Q&A floor. And it was bad. Mm. It was like somebody waited in line for 4 hours or whatever. I've got this microphone. I'm going to be the first one to talk to Lauren Cohen. And then they ask,
when you act, how do you stay in character?
You're right.
Really? Well, that's the best you could come up with after 4 hours?
How do you not laugh when you get attacked by zombies? what is acting? I don't get it. If there was a real zombie apocalypse,
yeah, that was a
would
lot of
your
that.
Character would you be like your character?
Yeah, there was a lot of zombie apocalypse questions. Like,
well, no. Can you elaborate? How would you do in a zombie apocalypse?
Well, I work with animals.
Yeah, which would save me somehow.
I don't know. Somewhere in this person's head, if you're listening, God bless you, lady, but somewhere in your head, how did that make sense?
If you're good with animals, then you're good with zombies, you know?
Are we
she can vaccinate them, take care of them, groom them, all that good stuff.
Drain their anus, like with dogs. Of all the times to have that on standby.
Yeah, that's me doing Jabba.
So, yeah, there was a few kids, and, you know, kids you can look past.
Kids are cute.
Kids are cute. They ask silly little questions like,
if Rick's horse dies and he's going to come back as a zombie, would he eat Rick?
Yeah.
You know, that type of stuff. That is like, that's fucking deep, kid.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't even think about that shit.
But the recurring thing after the girl said she worked with animals and Lauren Cohen's response was that the girl's response that most likely the thing that would cause the zombie apocalypse would be rabies.
Would be rabies,
like a
yeah.
mutated strain, which is not a dumb answer. You know, rabies could mutate.
No, but everything leading up to that was just silly.
Sometimes you gotta deal with like episodes 1 through 19 of Yakking Off before you get to this golden episode 20, which actually sounds halfway decent.
21.
So.
See, you 21. Don't even know. 21.
We just did 20.
We
I
just
don't,
did 20.
I don't know. We're double teaming episodes tonight.
Mm.
This is like a whole orgy of yakking off.
Good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Diggity. And then you had one really interesting question because I didn't really notice because I don't watch the show that deep.
Is that when I asked you what you ate for lunch?
No, no? That was when you asked me when I washed my balls or something.
Oh, okay.
But he said in one episode there was a black helicopter.
Mm, yeah, the black helicopter.
And then in another episode, the governor? No, the governor never flew helicopters. No, somebody
there was an army helicopter.
It was an army helicopter. Yeah. It was gray. Mm-hmm. So he wanted to know if there was a correlation between the two and where the helicopter was and what that can mean. And, of course, she couldn't say. Yeah. She did have a witty response, though. She said that she had the five
scripts right next to her.
Right, and then feigned misplacing them. So yes. that was good.
Yeah. So overall, she probably was good. Maybe the fans, maybe Tampa Bay just sucks.
It could be.
I'm just kidding, Tampa Bay. Don't worry. You're still our city of choice for cons. Although we might go to, we should go to Enchanted Con or whatever.
No, there's another one coming up in November in Orlando that they, when
Is
I
it
purchased.
MegaCon?
No, MegaCon. MegaCon's coming up.
The
next
Wrath
year.
Of Con?
It could be. Could be the con. Yep. It could be that one. So, yeah, then we hung around for a few minutes after Lauren, another gentleman. And this is fucking bizarre, too. Let me just go back.
Yeah.
The two Walking Dead actors, it was Lauren Cohen and the guy who plays Tyrese. Pardon, I can't remember his name. But his character in the show is Tyrese. He's the huge black guy, always wears the beanie.
Yeah.
Started off in the prison, went to Woodbury. You guys know all of this.
Sure.
So the MC came out prior to the meet and greet and said that AMC had a stipulation that the two of them could not be on stage at the same time.
Nope.
The fuck was that about?
It's space-time continuum type stuff, I think. Mm. Back to the Future style.
Okay.
Don't cross the streams.
So if one of them were to step on a moth in Tampa,
it would
totally alter everybody's ounces.
Everyone in Woodbury would die.
Exactly. Yeah. Got it. So we sat through him for a few minutes. He seemed like a really cool guy.
Yeah.
He came out. He was very cordial, waving at everybody. You know, mm-hmm. It wasn't forced. And he sits down, and he's this big, buff, black dude.
Right.
And the MC decides to ask him, how do you stay in shape?
Yeah. What do you do to get in shape? As if there's a different answer to that question that people aren't hearing. I'm going to tell everybody right now, if you have the question, what do I do to get in shape? It's called eat right and exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Running, lifting weights. These are not secrets. We've known these things for thousands of years. Probably when the frickin' Egyptian slaves were building the pyramids, they realized, hey, you guys are getting pretty buff lifting these limestone rocks over your heads to build these fucking pyramids. Maybe if we fed you, you'd get bigger.
Yeah.
So
after that, I was done. I mean, Tyrese could have given the best Q&A ever. But that MC, man, I couldn't deal with it.
Yeah.
Couldn't deal with it. So we bailed.
We definitely bailed.
So the floor for Comic-Con was interesting. It was big. Giggity.
Yeah.
And then...
Just like Tyrese. In more ways than one.
Yeah. They had a pretty good selection of... For being a Comic-Con, there actually weren't many comics there.
There was a couple
stands. Two or three vendors, and that was it.
No, comics don't exist at Comic-Con anymore.
Yeah, it was a lot of toys, which I refrained from buying most of them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of poster type things you have on the wall.
Signage. A lot of the same stuff that was at Fanboy that I saw. A lot of the same stuff that I saw at Celebration too. Like a lot of repeats. You know, cons get repetitive.
Right.
A lot of hot girls in costumes today. I will say that. Tampa brought out some pretty hot looking girls today.
Yes. So
that was good.
Yes. And then I was there.
Yeah.
My wife was there in a Batgirl costume, looking lovely as always.
Yeah.
And then there was...
Again, the star of Comic-Con.
Fucking Ducky Momo got a shout-out.
Multiple times. On stage. And I never heard of Ducky Momo before. I mean, I've watched Phineas and Ferb a couple times. I actually like the show. Like, for being a kid's show, there's a ton of cartoons online or on TV now that suck. And Phineas and Ferb doesn't suck. I mean, it's watchable. It's not turning children into mush. But I didn't know anything about Ducky Momo.
Did we ever play...
love Ducky Momo.
Oh, God.
They love
everybody
him.
From... children on up to 16? your cutoff, your 22-year-olds probably.
Yeah, 22-year-olds.
We're digging
that. That's what I need to do. Now, when I go on a date, if I ask who Ducky Momo is, if they don't know, they're good. And if they do know, I got to be like, look, sorry, we can't continue the evening.
Ducky Momo, ladies.
Ladies.
Is
he's single.
He's single. He is very single.
Yeah.
He is...
he was almost naked in that costume, too.
True. He is not all that disappointing.
What was he saying about the erection that kept getting in his way? He said something like he had a fan and...
That's how the costume stayed out at the bottom.
Oh, he needed the erection. He needed the erection.
Back to the Phineas and Ferb thing. Did we ever, on any of these episodes, play your Star Wars Phineas and Ferb parody that you wrote? I think we put it on the Facebook long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, we posted it up. So basically, just a little brief intro to this thing. Take the song that Phineas and Ferb theme song, which is a Bowling for Soup song. When Disney bought Star Wars, I thought it'd be funny to use a lot of the merchandising and stuff like that to put together a song. And this was my result.
Hold on, I gotta cue it up.
Oh, you're the worst producer.
I am.
This is what happens when I don't bring my laptop in.
Great engineer, though.
There's only one movie franchise for my generation, and the prequels are no way to end it. Disney is counting on all of you fanboys to take all your money and spend it on things like the Muppet Rizzo, dressed up as Yoda, or a custom R2-D2 beach towel. Discovering new scenes on second visits, like Boba Fett's meteor shower. Building lightsabers, Rhino Mission Ewoks, or Goofy dressed up as Cad Bane.
Gorge!
New Star Wars Angry Birds, frozen in carbonite, or driving through P.O. insane!
Oh,
rude. Thanks to Disney, there's a whole lot of stuff to buy before the next premiere. So buy it all, or Disney and George might stick us with more Jar Jar.
I love you!
So buy it all, or Disney and George might stick us with more Jar Jar. Disney and Lucasfilm are making millions off of my Star Wars addiction!
Well done, sir. Well done.
So that was written by me, sung by me, drummed by me, and everything else was done by my friend Chris at, I think he still goes by Audio Drum Recording. I don't remember, but you should be able to find him on Facebook. He's on my Facebook. He's friends with Yakinoff.
Ducky Momo?
Yes, Ducky Momo.
Sorry.
Yakinoff.
I just can't get it out of my head. It's in there, and it's fucking stuck.
Yeah.
So, did any particular costume stand out to you other than Ducky Momo?
Momo's costume was standing
out. Hey, actually, what would you say my Jedi costume is? If you haven't seen it, look on the Facebook. It's there. What would you say?
I would say that it reminds me of Episode 3 Anakin, before he becomes Vader.
That's fair. See, that wasn't what I set out to do when I had the guy make it for me. Mm-hmm. But I got called that today by a vendor who should have known better if he makes the con circuit.
Yeah.
But I don't like being called Anakin. Anakin Vader Anakin? Sure. Anakin Christian Haydenson, whatever the fuck his name
Hayden
is.
Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, that guy.
Hayden Christian Anderson.
I don't even want to remember that kid.
I don't know.
Don't call me that because he's kind of a douche.
You don't know.
So in the
he's
movie,
he's not a great actor.
No, he's not a great actor. So anyway, did any costumes other than Ducky Momo stand it?
Honestly, today with the speed dating and everything, I was just all about the girls, all about the ladies today. There was a few Wonder Woman. There was a costume. Her ass was out and just fabulous. There was a couple Poison Ivies that had amazing asses. I speed dated with this girl. I forget her damn name already, but she's apparently a fetish model who dressed up like Daphne from Scooby-Doo today. She was smoking hot. There was a lot of pretty ladies, you know, so Tampa may not be the smartest as far as asking questions, but there's a lot of pretty ladies. And you know what? Those two things add up perfectly for me. Just kidding. People, come on. Have a sense of humor, people. It's fine. I love Tampa Bay.
Yeah, it's good. We were actually hanging around outside smoking a cigarette or something, and and my wife made the comment, I like Tampa. We used to go into Orlando a lot, but now we're venturing more and more into Tampa.
Tampa is better.
Tampa is way better. Tampa,
Orlando has the parks, you know, Disney, Universal, SeaWorld, but it's not a place to go and hang out like if you're trying to be not at a tourist destination, you know?
Right.
Tampa.
Yeah,
much better.
And Tampa has the big city feel, mm-hmm. but it's also got like kind of a colonial charm to it as well. I mean, there's these huge skyscrapers. Well, not huge, not like New York City size, but like big bank buildings, like you see in Charlotte, Baltimore. Exactly,
but not ghetto. It's the non-ghetto Baltimore,
right? And then take Charlotte, North Carolina, and stick it on top of Charleston, South Carolina.
Giggity.
That's what you get. You get the big city feel with the old time charm. Like, there's some great... I'm not a big architecture guy, but the older I get, the more I notice that shit.
Awesome.
I'm like, oh, the sunset's so beautiful. And you know, when I was younger, I could give a fuck. But now I'm like, oh, yeah. Stop and smell the roses type of dude. But yeah, the architecture in Tampa's really good. It's obviously on the bay, which is nice. You're not far from water at any given time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, overall, every experience I've had in Tampa Bay has been good. So I have no...
I want more.
You want more of Tampa?
You want more of Tampa Bay?
I want more of Tampa Bay.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Let's go back.
Let's go right now.
Okay.
Cool.
What's it, like 1 a.m?
Yeah, something like that.
I slept for like 2 hours after con, so I'm good. I was wiped. I was out. This whole weekend's been a crazy weekend for me, so I've only gotten about an hour of sleep. This is my 4-day weekend from work, off from work, basically I forget my job already, so Tuesday's gonna be fun. I don't remember.
Yeah, there's not much to remember.
Yeah, I don't remember what to do there, but we'll see.
So you want to wrap up Comic-Con? We didn't ask any questions. We talked about it, but the Ducky Momo hysteria had us. We were done.
We didn't interview anybody. I was going to record the speed dating, but then I felt like it would be awkward. So if I get in touch or figure out, like, if there's people from Comic-Con that I recognize and see, I might reach out to them after the fact and see if we can do... Like, if this girl that was dressed up as Daphne, if I can find her, I would like to get her on the podcast because I would love to ask her if she got paid to be in that speed dating. I want to know the real story behind the speed dating and why I haven't gotten a damn email yet.
It's just all there to make you feel... It's like
I'm a
it's
good
like strippers.
Speed dater. And my number was 7. Every girl, when I sat down, they were like, oh, lucky number 7. I was like, exactly.
I didn't even think of that. I made a lame Star Wars joke. It was like, oh, 7 of 9.
Yeah.
Star Trek joke.
Star
Holy
Trek.
Shit. Oh!
Oh! Oh, it's over.
We'll edit that out in post, too.
Yeah, right? I thought you were going to go with episode 7.
No.
I forgot you said 7 of 9.
I did say 7 of 9.
Yeah.
Who in her own right was hot?
Sure.
So, anyway, even the bullshit that you may have heard, well, I won't say bullshit because I heard
it
was bad Saturday.
Yeah,
if you went on Saturday, because Friday was fairly low-key, like, I didn't see much on Facebook. There were probably only a few people there that you know, don't work or whatever. But Saturday, we heard, was a cluster. I'm here to tell you, they got it fixed Sunday.
Yeah.
So, if you're considering not going to the event next year, go.
Yeah,
because they got their shit in order and
yawning,
it was very good.
I would go back next year.
Yeah,
and I'm learning more and more that I love the conventions, no matter what they are. Really, you can have a good time at any kind of convention. It was only $20 to get in. Most autographs, I think, were what 30?
They were all 30, all of them. Yeah,
photos were.
I didn't look at photo ops.
Yeah, I don't know. Celebrity appearances weren't, if that's your thing, I would say it wasn't huge. There was a few people from Game of Thrones that we didn't see.
There were a few people from Game of Thrones, right? And then there were two of the newer Power Rangers.
Yeah,
maybe like Power Rangers Samurai or something.
I have no idea.
And those guys seemed really cool because obviously their demographic is children. And I walked by their booth when they were in there. And the guy signed an autograph and gave it to the kid, and he was all Power Rangers-like and said, "This is for doing a good job in school. Keep up the good work." And, you know, just all that very cheesy.
Yeah.
But the
school,
kid was
kids.
Eating it up. Yeah, the kid was like, and eating that shit up. And so
that kid's going to be the next president of the United States because the freaking Power Ranger. Like, way to go, dude. That's like, you should feel good about yourself there. You're changing the world.
Yeah, the Game of Thrones contingent was huge there.
Mm-hmm. That's a great show. I mean, I'm super into Game of Thrones. I just I couldn't last through the panel. I was so tired.
Yeah,
an hour of sleep's not enough.
And then we didn't see her. And God, I forget her name again. She played Katniss's younger sister in Hunger Games. And there were a few Hunger Games people there, like cosplayers there.
Couple.
But I didn't see or hear from her at all. I saw the Power Rangers, saw the Game of Thrones guys that were out in force. The Walking Dead, which I expected to be huge because it was a fanboy, wasn't.
There was a couple zombies.
Yeah, a few. And there was a fairly decent looking Daryl, a younger guy that was dressed
yeah,
up as
yeah,
Daryl.
Yeah, I saw him.
Yeah, he was walking around with that
skinny
cop.
He was sexy as hell, you're right. Yeah, he was good. Really good looking.
He was really good.
That's what you meant, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant.
Is this thing on?
And then, the Star Wars people were there. Hello.
Yeah.
501st was there and doing their 501st thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, all in all, it was good. I would say two hits in a row for Tampa on cons.
And I've also learned that the next time I go out to a con, no matter what it is, I'm going to use a version of Ducky Momo, but I'm going to tweak him. Like, I'm going to have Zombie Momo. I'm going to have Ducky Homo for gay days, which will be awesome. Just like a rainbow sash or something on him. Maybe some jizz stains on his face. I don't know.
I'm telling you, man, if you took that Ducky Momo costume to Not So Scary at the World... Disney would kick you out.
Yeah.
They'd be like, hey, fucker, you gotta go.
Because they're doing that witching hour thing, the September 13th at the studios, which is where the Phineas and Ferb meet and greet is. And I think they're letting you do costumes for the 13th. So
nice.
Ducky Momo standing right by Phineas and Ferb. It'll be crazy. It'll be, I don't know what it'll be. It'll be something.
Cool.
It'll be like work, actually. I'm going to have to get a paycheck from Disney after.
Yeah, Ducky Momo was working it today. Man.
Yep. I was playing attendant for a little while. I was
like,
okay, kids.
Being escort for a minute.
Line up. Yeah.
So, cool. Yeah, two cons in a row. Fanboy Fest, definitely excellent. If you didn't hear episode 18, ? Look for the one yakking off on Fanboy. I actually got in touch with the promoters to see if we could promote ourselves with them.
Yeah.
And he was at Comic-Con this weekend. I spoke with him again.
Cool.
And he definitely has us on the radar.
Okay.
He's busy. They're already planning their next event in Knoxville, Tennessee, which is where they started. So good for them. And trying to figure out what to do in Tampa, trying to see the Comic-Con slice of the pie. So competition's
we can go to Knoxville.
Competition's good for everybody, yeah.
We can live broadcast from Knoxville, Tennessee. So Fanboy, if you're listening.
We could.
Dave? Is that his name?
Dave, yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
We can definitely do that. Fanboy was good.
We'll prepare. Like, we won't like just get up and do this without sleep like we are now. We'll do it. We'll take it serious.
Comic-Con was good. You say you're just talking. I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. I'm going to do what I do. Comic-Con was very good. Again, you don't really need to hear us talk about that anymore. So, yeah.
That's it. The end.
Cool.
Yeah, let's wrap up.
Let's do this and get the hell out of here.
Let's go to bed.
Your feedback.
So, if you want to reach us, you can find us a multitude of ways at your local convention hall, as long as your convention's in Tampa.
Wandering around Tampa Bay in a Ducky Momo costume.
Just don't stop random Ducky Momos that you may see.
Yeah, he has to be with a Jedi.
He has to be with a Jedi.
If you see Ducky Momo and a Jedi, you're in the right place.
That's the right guy.
Yeah.
So, if you don't know by now, our Facebook page is www.facebook.com/YowJT. That's YOWJT.
We're also on Twitter at Yakinoff without a G. YACKINOFF.
And you can send your emails, comments, questions, concerns, pictures of your dog. I don't give a crap, too.
Glad you said dog.
Jack, I said dong.
Oh.
We're soliciting that now.
You said dog.
I did say dog.
Okay.
Dong just sounds better.
Okay.
Jack at yakinoff.com.
I'm Tom at yakinoff.com.
And Ryan Mason,
is
ladies
that
and gentlemen.
Black guy.
That black guy at yakinoff.com. If you want to get the African-American perspective on things.
We need to have it.
We do.
We also have comments at yakinoff.com. And you can send us things via snail mail. Which, actually, you can't do that. Never mind.
Don't give out my home address.
I was going to.
Come on.
Think he might not like that.
No, she'd be okay. Why do we have so much fucking mail? And it's all pictures of people's dongs. Oh, wait a minute. She might like that.
Yeah. It's a good way to keep the wife happy.
Looking at my dong for so long, she needs a different one just to spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, I can do that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We won't get into that now, but...
No, please, let's not.
All right, thanks for listening, and have a good night.